Okay, still in Klal Mem Dalet, we are up to Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel. Okay. Okay, we're now already getting into some of the pratim of Isser of Chatichanas Nevela. Yud Dalet is an important klal. Let's learn Yud Gimel a little more quickly and get to Yud Dalet. Yud Gimel, yeah, shaymir that filibuster b'chalav loyam rinan chetichanas nevela aladafkun with Derek Bishel itzli. We only say chetichanas nevela by this deraisa, which is what meat is either cooked or roasted together with milchiks. Well, he means basa b'chalav. Afilu b'basa b'chalav. Even which is the most chamor, davka v'tzerach bishul aitzli aitzainain. What's the next word in yours? Aitzainain lecham. So it says aitzainain lecham. A kol detahat. The gamzeh u'derach bishul. B'shari suri tayra. And things that are not basa b'chalav. Ki v'shein aymrim mehem chaticha nas nevela. Elamishum lasa de basa b'chalav. We've discussed this in the past that min ha'tayra only basa b'chalav is chaticha nas nevela. Midrabana, and it applies to other things. Otu basa b'chalav mishum haki layamrin layasmina gamkein eladumi de basa b'chalav ainu derek bishul. The isur deraisav is loisim vashel gedi b'chalav imai. It's only cooking. Avaydei melicha, but if milk is salted together with meat, ukvish or soaked. It wouldn't be deraisa, so even b'shari surim, avshagoshasim and atayra. Even though certainly it's trey for v'bliya goes in through melicha kvisha. Koshke basa b'chalav de'ani ala midrabanan. B'chei b'shari surim she'e midrabanan. Afilay de bishul. Layami nechiticha nas nevela. So there's a sheet in the Rishayim that holds, you don't say chaticha nas nevela by surim d'rabanan. B'yeshem nafilu b'sa d'rabanan. Amina chaticha nas nevela. And others who say, you do say it. Even a fatty food which travels more. This ice, which I'll go through quickly. Is an exception to everything we said till now. That it qualifies that everything we said till now by chaticha nas nevela is when you cook to treif and kosher together and not otherwise. Okay. Criteria for efsim beruba. Most shilas that I get, I don't consider efsim beruba except erev Shabbos when it's when Purim is getting ready for Shabbos and there's a need. I don't know. I'm not right. Kiddush and caterer. No, caterer is really a different story. A caterer is efsim meruba. If you're going to go down to the kiddush and there's no challah, the Baal boss will be very upset. I'll tell you the truth. When people call me sometimes and it's a challah shaila, I say, so do it after challah on Shabbos. There's enough to eat in the house. I say, what's the big deal? So I say, well, my in-laws are coming. I go, oh, that's a different story. You know, depending who they are. But the regular person, he'll do without Charlotte. Like, you know, it's not just me. So criteria for efsim meruba, I guess, depends on a person's sensitivity to a certain degree. But, it's definitely subjective. It definitely depends. Okay, there's an important rule here in the lumdis of foods that are cooked together, and that's here in Isur Dalet, a concept of Isur Dovuk. The concept of Isur Dovuk is the following: if you have a pot full of food, we say that if let's say milk falls into the pot of chicken soup. We assume in any kli rishon, any pot that's either cooking on the fire or just came off the fire, that bli is spread evenly throughout the mixture. Now you may take a look inside and see a glob of milk in one spot, you certainly have to remove it. But if there's no evidence to the contrary, we always assume that bli is spread throughout any cooking liquid, any liquid that cooks. and that it spreads evenly, so that if it's a 60, if there's 60 times the amount of our fell in, we would say that it's batal. Now, in Yudalit, he says the following. We who follow the Ramah of the custom, in the place where the kosher and non-kosher foods are connected, for example, somebody has chaylev is non-kosher fat, which is still connected to a piece of meat. Now, most of us would not recognize chaylev. Fats are fats. In Hebrew, the word for meat fat is shuman, and the word for non-kosher meat fat is chaylev. However, they are not distinguishable in the laboratory. In other words, there's no physical difference in the molecular structure of fats that we call shuman or we call chaylev. Fats that appear in certain parts of the animal, which the Torah prohibits, are called chaylev. Not called chaylev. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you want to know hilchos chaylev, go to a butcher and someone who knows and have him show you. Because in Shulchan Aruch it's hard to spell out exactly what chaylev is. The example of chaylev would be a skirt steak. If you have a skirt steak, one side should be totally clean. In other words, a skirt steak, I believe, comes from the diaphragm of the animal, and the diaphragm is between the stomach or hind part of the animal and the lungs. You and I have a diaphragm. Diaphragm is the biggest muscle in the body. It's a bag that goes around the lungs, and that's what makes you breathe. Every time you breathe, what makes your lungs go in and out? There's no muscular structure in the lungs. It's the diaphragm which contracts and expands, which shrinks the lungs and expands. Now that, what?
When they teach you to sing, the first thing they do is teach you how to breathe.
The first thing, when they teach you to sing?
When they teach you how to sing?
The first thing they teach you?
Concentrate on how to breathe to expand your diaphragm.
Oh, really? That's great. No wonder I can't sing. I mean, part of voice lessons is to control the diaphragm. Okay, good. So, at any rate, the diaphragm is behind, between the hindquarters and the front quarters. Now, you know that most of the chaylev is in the hindquarters. The hind section of the diaphragm contains chaylev. So, if you have a skirt steak and it's, well, you know, which is the front and the back, but if it's on both sides, it's got fats, so one of them is called chaylev. Now, if you want to have, chaylev fall into a chicken soup, or a chalent, we'd say it spreads at 60 and it's bottled. But if you want to have a skirt steak, you throw it into your chalent, and then you say, hey, one side isn't clean. Neither side is clean. You have to pull it out and say, uh-oh, I have a chaylev issue. You say, well, there's 60 times as much in the contents of the pot as there is chaylev, so the pot of chalent is permitted. Now, however, this piece of meat, even after you peel off whatever chaylev you find, that piece of meat remains also. It's called iser davuk. The iser is connected to it. It's logical to say that the taste of the chaylev is concentrated to a greater degree in this meat than it is in the rest of the pot.
Does davuk mean that it's connected and therefore And it's always
going to
be
yosur. Since it's dovah, it's always going to be yosur. Unless the meat has 60 against the chaylev. Unless that piece itself has 60. Of course, it would be mutter. But assuming it doesn't, it's just 60 with the contents in a pot, we say isur dovah. We say that the isur went into this piece of meat more than anywhere else. After it's cooked. Yeah, if it would be cold, it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, only after, no, if it's taken out before it gets hot, then there's no problem. So let's see it inside. You have a piece of meat that has chaylev attached. Even though you have 60 times. What's in the pot? Until you have 60 in the meat itself against the attached fat. Or you need 60 in the pot against that piece. We're afraid that this piece of meat stood for itself for a moment, and it became Nasa Nevela. Or maybe when you stirred the chalet, this piece of meat popped up. Not only is that piece of meat aser, but that piece of meat ases everything else that's in the pot. Skipping the brackets. If the pot has 60 against just the fat, so here you can serve it to your Sephardic brethren who don't say das nevela. Das beisayisuf lay amida das nevela. Beisayisuf said we only say das nevela by basa b'chala. Cannot be sheisam b'kedera tzach lizar shalay tzienu tchila. You have to be careful not to take that out. First, the Yetzianu Oz, Kivin Shein Sabach Bechaticha, Gufa Negan Achel of Yasser, Achel of Sechaticha. What it means is, if you have this cholent, and the chelav is together with the meat, now, this Dovuk says that meat is gonna be Yasser. But it's not Nas Nevel. However, what you have to do is let it cool. The first impulse people have, if there's something treif in a pot, is to remove it. But removing it could cause problems onto itself. For example, as a side example, let's say you find a bug in a chicken soup. There's 60 in the soup against the bug. You should let it cool. The impulse is to take a spoon and pull it out. When you take a spoonful of that creature plus soup, in your spoonful, there's no 60 against the bug. The soup and the spoon will now become treif and will asa the spoon. You're not worried about the soup, you're throwing it out. But that spoonful, you're gonna cause a problem. The same thing here. When you have the chelav attached to the meat, let it cool. And there'll be shishim against the chelav, the child will be mutter. However, if you are going to remove the meat by itself, now if you safely remove the meat by itself, you'll be okay. But if that meat pops out of the pot and becomes aser and falls back in, you can have a problem with shishim. Certainly, if you take the other beans and potatoes out and you leave in the pot the treifus with less than 60, at that point, it'll become aser. Let me just finish. The chashina shemeta ashar b'achreina. We're afraid you're going to leave the treifa meat last. You're going to panic. You're going to say, let's get everything out. You can take out the beans and potatoes. And it's going to aser. Leave the pot full of food till everything cools off. So according to the Mechaber, who doesn't say Nas Nevela, that piece of meat with the fat is going to remain also forever, but it won't answer the rest of the pot. Like the Ramah that we do say Nas Nevela, the whole piece of meat is now Nevela. The chetich will be yasa no matter what. Now, I'm going to try this. There's a kasha that we like to ask people who are coming for bechidus and smicha, because it's sort of a trick question, which has a technical answer, but it's really the question is stronger than the answer. Prima Gadim asked the following question. Let's say I have a pot full of food, and in it I have this chalev. Or anything that's treif. By mistake, someone put in a treif, a piece of chicken in a chicken soup. But the shishim in the soup can get this small piece. Everything's mut. Question is, why aren't we afraid heter blius went into the treif of chicken? Or chalev. Now, when it's in it, it's treif. And it's part of that piece itself is treif. As you're cooking, constantly, there's a transfer of bleus. The food is in motion; it's bubbling. So why don't we say that shishim is not enough? Because some of the soup, let's say, went into this treif of piece of chicken, became nasa nevela. It comes back out, and new bleus go in. Comes out, and new bleus come in. Since everything is constantly mixing, everything becomes treif a little bit at a time as it goes in and comes out. You understand?
At what point do you say if there's 60 whatever is in the 60 is not treyeth. You see, if it's before it starts cooking,
it's cooking, it's simmering all Shabbos. It's been cooking for hours. So we have a rule of thumb that if the treyfus is less than a 60th, it's mutter, unless it's isadavuk. So the question is, as you're, unless it's isadavuk, unless it's attached. So the question is, as you're cooking, you all know, you put in a potato, it's a white potato, you put it in the charlin. By the time you get to eat it, it turns brown, I think, right? It turns dark. Why is it turning dark? Because the contents of the pot are constantly in motion. When you cook. So the question is, this. If I have one piece of treifa meat in the chalon, then there's shishim against it. That piece of treifa meat is not mutter. Right? You can't kasha food. Oh, everything else is permitted, and that one piece of treifa meat is treif. But during the time it cooks, some potato bleis went into the meat, and it was nasa nevela. And now it's going to come out and be replaced by other blias. And it's going to come out by other blias. Each blia as it went in, like us, we say chatichah nas nevela. So each thing as it goes in becomes nevela. And then it comes out, goes in and comes out. Everything was at one time in a sedavel. You don't have shishim against all the blias that were in the nevela. What? Torun? The Mifla Belaya. I don't think it has a shaykhus here. Because it's constantly moving.
I don't know that.
So it should never be. Nasna Vela should destroy the whole concept of Shisha. That's his cash. So, what you're calling Torah, I'll tell you in a minute. Mekusher, it's a rule that's called Mekusher. Okay. There are two answers to the question. It's a technical answer. But the question is that we take for granted that if you have a little bit of treif and a big pot of food, and it's a 60th, the piece of treif remains treif. You gotta throw it out, but everything else is permitted. But during the course of the cooking, other blias, some potato went into it and became nas nevela. So why is it enough shishim against that piece of meat? The shishim against the meat, plus the blias of potato that went in and came out, the blias of beans that went in and came out, even the water that went in and became Mr. Davok and went out. You need shishim against so much more. That's Mr. Davok. It was part of it. You take out a potato from a show and you taste meat. When you eat potato, you taste some meat in the potato. So if the potato will be tray, if it's a tray for a potato, I don't know how you can have tray for that. No, only what's in it in one piece, that's dumb.
Did you say for tea
also? What? Say what? Dave Dakli, that what? It's not, but there's not an ass nevela in Dave Dakli. What goes in and comes out is no ass in
this nevela. Just like you say you can't kosher meat. You can't treif up once you have the bubble.
Why? Why get your bleia?
Maybe you don't say fatiha nasa nevela. I'm just a bleia. And a bleia.
Why not?
And a chatiha itself, the milk falls in, the whole chatiha becomes.
The Prima Gaudim, as I recall, says a very technical answer. He says, chatiha nasa nevela is also otu basa b'chalav. Chatiha nasa nevela is also a gezeira because of milk and meat. Which is minatayra nas nevela. They're both heter and they're nas nevela. The deraisa of nas nevela is only milk and meat. If potatoes or beans or water goes in and comes out, it's not nas nevela minatayra. The deraisa of chatiha nas nevela is only milk and meat and that's it. Nothing else. You can't be marba in the shear of the iser by rotating bleis. Milk and meat, that's it. And for that reason, the rule of the Rabbanah is not more than the Deraisa. I think that's the rule. As I recall, that's the Prima Gaudim's answer. Now, what Jaime started to say, there is a rule called Mekusher, that everything that's Mekusher in the pot is measured in one shot. I'm not sure if the concept of Mekusher is meant to answer this question or not, but there is such a expression, what you call ID Tatari, it's called, that's Mekusher.
By liver or by...
By Malicha, we see Aitar Malicha.
Not by the liver.
That's why that's why I told the cost of from the blood. At any rate, this is the concept of an Issa Davuk, an Issa that's connected. What I would like to do, I think Chatich Navel, we basically covered the base. I mean, he's finishing with the last rules of Chatich Das Navel, we also have Das Navel, but Kli. I think we should go to Klal Mem Hei and move on to other kitchen shilas that may or may not come your way. Tonight is Tuesday, so Thursday, Yemitz Hashem, we'll start Klal Mem Hei. Okay.